106.5 Mountain FM. It's Robin Tanya. We're going to roll a few stories into one break, kind of a development update around Kenmore. Let's start with Spring Creek.
Spring Creek developer Frank Koenig, along with the other two developers, were at the Bow Valley Builders and Developers Association last week. And the next project that Koenig wants to tackle is a 200-room hotel with convention center.
I think a convention center is something that people have been talking about for years. It's something that we certainly need in the community. It does come with a bit of a caveat, though, and something that is going to need to get some public feedback.
The designers have come forward to council asking for amendments because they want to add roof height to the building. Now, roof height in Canmore, especially in the early 2000s, was a huge deal.
Yep.
I do believe there's some concern that this is a bit of a bait and switch. On the other hand, I do think in 12 years, things have changed. When you're dealing with that level of planning, you're not getting into the specific details. Now, it's not the entire building. It's just certain aspects of the roof. And obviously, people are going to want to know more about that. And there is a public hearing in October on the 13th at 6 p.m. at the Civic Center. If you go to canmore.ca, you can go to the planning department page and download the plans that have been submitted and the changes being proposed. So that's Spring Creek. Next is obviously Silvertip. The big gondola re-unveil, not so secret up at the luncheon. Guy Turcotte with Stone Creek Resorts said that the developer is still interested in putting a gondola up to Lady MacDonald.
I remember back in 2007 when they unveiled the grand plan for the Silvertip area. I mean, it almost looked like its own town up there with the amount of stuff. They were going to build like a church, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a huge plan. 2008, the crash happened. Looks like they're reviving at least some of that plan. And the gondola is, I think, the most talked about thing. A gondola up Lady Mac. Interesting.
The first phase of the resort development is proposed to be 13 buildings. So those would be all hotel and visitor facilities, as well as a convention center.
Another convention center.
Right? In addition to pursuing that and pursuing financing for it, which I don't believe they have, they are pursuing the gondola aspect of it as well. And it's a two-part gondola. They have land at the base of Silvertip on Palliser Trail that is for employee housing.
Right.
And so they are considering doing a transit-focused gondola from adjacent to the highway for both staff and visitors who don't want to drive up.
I think that's kind of an efficient way to get people up and down from Silvertip. I think the one up to the top of Lady Mac is going to cause some discussion. For me, I think it's sight lines. I mean, that's going to be very visible from the highway. It's going to change the picturesque landscape of Canmore just a little bit, and that might be a little bit too much for some people.
When is the last time a gondola has been developed in Alberta outside of a national park? I don't know when. It goes right through Bow Valley Wildland Provincial Park. The lease at the top of Lady Mac, where the old tea house used to be, which was an abandoned project, has to be applied for from the province. But not only that, the development approval authority for the top of the mountain is the MD of Bighorn. We got two municipalities and the provincial government all at play for this to happen. So I definitely am very curious to see how this moves forward.
Yeah, I think there'd be some open houses in the coming months here. The final thing we want to talk about is Three Sisters in the Smith Creek open house, which is coming up here.
Everybody, I think, is very curious as to the process for the community advisory group. So before the developer even puts a plan together, they're getting feedback from the community and from the municipality. That's not how it usually happens. So their first open house is coming up, and they are hoping for collaborative, solutions-focused conversations. And that means basically, don't be mean. We can get hot under our collars when it comes to development in Canmore.
Totally.
That's being held October 5th, two different times in the afternoon and evening at the Coast Hotel. Now, what I think is really exciting is for those people who are interested in getting more involved, there's a further full-day workshop being proposed in October, and you could sign up for that at this open house. And when it comes to an update in terms of Three Sisters, I think what's on top of everybody's minds and has been for at least 20 years is the final wildlife corridor alignment.
Mm.
For the first time in this process, the town of Canmore is at the table with the province and the developer. This is within our town limits. We have an invested stake in this. We as a community have fought for working wildlife corridors throughout that development since that development was even conceived, because a lot of people feel that development shouldn't be there. We're past that. Working with what we have means that that last corridor needs to be decided before anything else happens.